And we're back here on Unusual Sources 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 on the FM dial. And now I'm with Angeline Delaurier, and she is with Labor for Palestine. So, Angeline, thanks very much for being on the program with us today.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Well, Labor for Palestine is something that is a welcome site in Hamilton. I know there are chapters in other cities, and now the District Labor Council, the Solidarity Place seem to be involved with this. I guess the first question for our listeners who might not be familiar is, what is Labor for Palestine in general as the national group that you're part of?
Yeah, so like you said, it's national. It's a network across Canada of labor activists who stand in solidarity with Palestinians, and specifically Palestinian workers and all people there who are struggling.
Now, the Hamilton branch is something that's relatively new. I've heard about it in the last few months and managed to come to a couple of meetings. I guess, how did you come to be involved in the Hamilton branch? In fact, in setting it up, what took place there? How did you get that going?
Yeah, so I live and work in Hamilton, but my office is actually in Toronto. I'm a public servant, so I'm a member of AMAPCIO, and I was involved with the GTA chapter of Labor for Palestine, and one of the National Steering Committee members asked if we could help get a chapter set up for Hamilton. This is, a city with a long history of labor activism, so it made sense. And there were already a number of us in the GTA chapter who were actually Hamiltonians. So yeah, we had our inaugural meeting in August and have participated in the Labor Day parade and a few more activities. And the National Steering Committee is also looking at, more actions that we can take in solidarity with Palestinian workers and using our labor role, just like it was done in the case of Justice for South Africa in the late 80s, early 90s, to use our labor to put pressure on government to make changes in how it deals with Israel, who is an apartheid state and committing genocide against the Palestinians.
This program you mentioned with labor and stoppage of cargo, is it related to the National Arms Embargo Now campaign?
Well, we are part of the Arms Embargo Now coalition. And yes, coming up this weekend is the National Day of Action for the F-35 airplane. Our aircraft. I'll probably make mistakes in how I refer to it because I'm not a military equipment nerd, but there are a lot of companies in Canada that are profiting off the death and destruction in Palestine. And yeah, we want to bring awareness to that and how this isn't just a fight that's happening over there and that Canadians aren't involved. Canadians are involved in many different ways. We are complicit in many different ways. And we have companies that are producing parts or equipment for the Israeli army and profiting off that right here in Hamilton and all across Canada.
Yeah, there's going to be this action that you're taking part in on November 16, I believe. I wanted to talk a bit about the context of that. About a week ago, I suppose, I was at a Zoom meeting, I think on Monday. It was a large meeting, a national level meeting of Labor for Palestine and World Beyond War and other groups. Were you at that meeting?
Yeah, the webinar was put on by, I think it was Just Peace or Yeah, World Beyond War. That's right. You named a few of the organizations. I think it's all under the umbrella of Arms Embargo Now, the Canadian organization. Yeah. It was a great webinar.
That was a very large meeting. I counted about 358 people in attendance. So, yeah, there is a national level campaign, and it's my understanding that they do want to bring attention to military production that's going to Israel across Canada, and they identified a number of sites. So it looks like this upcoming action in Hamilton, you've identified a site that's involved with Israeli military production. So could you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we don't have confirmation that the parts manufactured at that location are going into the F-35, but L3Harris, the company in Waterdown, is one of the companies that supplies parts for the F-35 and creates and manufactures parts for all kinds of other weapons like drones and other targeting systems. But specifically, yes, they contribute parts to the F-35. And what you might have, well, what I remember from the webinar last week is that every F-35 includes $3 million worth of parts from Canadian manufacturers. And, understanding how each one of these aircraft is probably $1 billion, $3 million doesn't seem like a lot, but every single one of those parts is essential to the completion of these aircraft. And so any disruption in that supply chain can delay the delivery of these war machines to Israel.
Well, people want to do things to impact Israel to show that they are not supporting Canada's policy of letting money and supplies go to Israel. So, what specifically are you hoping to achieve with the action at this plant? Could you elaborate on that?
What our intent is to bring attention, bring awareness to Hamilton and to the neighborhood around this factory to the fact that these weapons are being made and manufactured right in our backyard. This L3Harris facility in Waterdown is right next to Walmart, Canadian Tire, Rona. So, it's just part of the background fabric of the suburbs, but people don't know that those companies, that company there is making profits off the death and destruction of Palestinians and Palestinian land.
Sounds to me as if there should be a strong consensus behind this, given the level of support for Palestine in our community. Who is going to be part of this local Hamilton area action, or what groups are involved in sponsoring or promoting it?
Right. So, Labor for Palestine Hamilton and Mamas for Palestine, which is a local organization in Halton and Hamilton area that brings awareness to the Palestinian struggle in our area and especially likes to make family-friendly events in support of Palestine and supporting the resettlement of Gazan families in the area. But we also have support from the Hamilton West Ancaster Dundas for Palestine, Hamilton for Palestine, Independent Jewish Voices Hamilton, and many other organizations in the area.
Well, that's very good. And I imagine a campaign for Palestine and having labor for Palestine would involve lots of different kind of strategies and events. Looking forward, do you have an idea perhaps of what kind of future actions labor for Palestine might want to carry out after this?
Well, because we work, through labor, there's a lot of, bringing resolutions to conventions, and those usually revolve around divestment. A lot of the membership of Labor for Palestine comes from public sector unions. So one of the, I guess the main items that we would like to address is to look at the investments of our pension funds and where they're invested in any kind of company that profits from the war efforts of Israel, that we divest from them. And this is good not just for in the sense of divesting from the war in Israel, but also any other kind of abuses that are undertaken with military equipment. So we don't want any of our pension funds or any of our union funds going to that.
Yes, with the campaigns like the one against the JNF, for example, how important it is to look at the fundraising for Israel and if tax dollars are involved, if subsidies are involved, if Canada is allowing money to go over and your money to be spent and so on. So I think those are valuable activities.
Exactly. And so we're taking the concept of hot cargo broadly. And the concept of hot cargo was based on some unions. And I'm not going to remember exactly, but I know that in the past, unions, especially dock workers, have blocked the transfer and transportation of hot cargo. So cargo that included weapons going to regimes that are committing war crimes, they would stop the transfer of those. So we're taking that more broadly to look at any kind of economic activity with Israel. So whether that's exchanges of technology or agreements between different universities or research between different levels of government and their government. And so identifying all of those economic and social connections and using our labor power to disrupt that.
Yes, that all sounds very good. And I understand the issue of labor power. What organized workers can do was a major theme at the national level meeting of Labor for Palestine and the other groups last week. So, if people want to get involved in the upcoming action on the 16th, what can they look at on social media or the internet to get the details? What are the details and where can people look that up?
Yeah, so if they go to armsembargonow.ca/F35, they'll find information about the National Day of Action, as well as a map that shows where each of the actions is occurring and the information for each of the actions. So for us, for the Hamilton action, we are meeting at the intersection of Highway 5 and Clappison Avenue in Waterdown. At 10 a.m. And so we will have an information picket there. We'll share information with passersby, and then rally and walk over to L3Harris, which is just a short walk away.
And if somebody wants to get involved in Labor for Palestine, will you have a social media or gathering place that people can start to get involved?
Yeah, so it's Labor for Palestine. So it's LABOURFOR Palestine. So no numbers in there, .com. And yeah, you just have to go there and click join, and they'll connect you with us.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, yeah, people should get on the email list and then they should get involved. So I know you've got a lot of organizing to do this week, but I wanted to thank you for being on the program. And we hope that this is a very good upcoming action in a few days.
Thank you, Brendan. Yeah, happy to welcome anybody who wants to support us on Saturday morning.